lights out, we're underway. Motorsport Republic podcast.
Tom Shavulak, that was one hell of a sprint race.
Amazing. As I just said on a little preview, it's probably the best sprint race I can think of in the history of MotoGP.
Yep.
Pedro Acosta.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. So,
unbelievable.
Guys, it is a great start to the year. Everyone's licking their lips at the moment. Yep. Paddock is a vibe. Yep. Media Center is pumped.
Yep.
We couldn't have asked for a better sprint
Everyone was just going absolutely nuts. Pedro Acosta finally winning a race, obviously a sprint race, but just what a way to start your season and to go one-on-one with Marc Marquez. Going into that last turn, he was just incredible. Now, Tom, I have to ask you, was it a fair decision?
We haven't had a chance to really go over it, but I think Pedro was fair in his three moves that he did with Mark, and Mark probably pressed the envelope a little bit. Was it a racing incident? It's right on the cusp. What's interesting about this, James, is that's the level that's going to be set now going forward this year. Mm-hmm. And as long as they're consistent about it, I'm absolutely fine with it.
Well, that's a really, really good point you make. They have to be consistent with it. I don't think it was fair. I think it was a completely fair move. I think you're allowed to do a block pass, especially going into such like a 90-degree corner like that. You know, you look at Jerez, that happens every single race. And
it does. I think the issue was the contact. And I think that obviously being that Pedro was so sensible in his moves, they probably looked at it more harshly, I think, anyway.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. That's
where Marco Bezzecchi?
Mate.
Three crashes on Sprint Saturday.
Unbelievable.
You can't win championships like that, James.
No, well, we said it from the start. We said it at the start in our preview show that you have to be consistent. You've got to at least just take the points. And we were actually talking, obviously, before the sprint race, and we were saying, you know, this is a chance for Marco to start this year strong, go up against Mark one-on-one, which he hasn't won that battle yet. And he was doing an amazing job for the first few laps, and then bang, crashes, just not needed. You know, there's a long season ahead. You can obviously come back from this, but it's just a confidence killer.
That's it. And another massive storyline for this year is going to be Trackhouse.
Yeah.
Iagura and Raul Fernandez, third and fourth. Amazing, amazing result for them. And such a great team environment. The Aprilia is working so well. So that's another exciting part of this year.
Aprilia, absolutely just, yeah. Amazing. Iagura, Rail Fernandez. Rail Fernandez is just, he's just started 2026 after 2025. Like, he's just got so much speed there. That Aprilia package, honestly, is incredible. They just need to stay on the bike. Marco needs to stay on the bike. Jorge needs to stay on the bike. You know, and Jorge Martin had a really good race as well.
Dude, how good is Pedro Acosta? I mean, you've got him and a KTM. The rest of that, those other three bikes are on that grid were, I mean, Brad qualified really well, but they were pretty much nowhere in that sprint race.
Have we been frauded by Maverick Vinales yet?
No. Well, I said that to you during the race. So you got pushed out wide. So we might just give him the benefit of the doubt at the moment. But yeah, he hasn't really hit the ground running like we thought he would.
No.
It was the same situation here last year as well. I mean, the head shaking out of the last corner was there again, and it was out the back again. So if it wasn't for Pirro, you know, he'd be last on the road. So
Alex Marquez taking out Digi as well. Very unfortunate. I need to see that incident again, but we walked past Digi and he was going up to the steward's office, and he had a face of thunder. Was not a happy man.
He did. Yeah. He had a face of thunder. He did not look happy, man. And it was actually steam coming off him, James.
Yeah, there was.
There was steam coming off this man. So, but it's bloody hot here in Brewerium. It's even hotter tomorrow. It's going to be 3 degrees hotter. So Digi is actually just riding past us on the scooter as we speak, believe it or not.
Oh,
so,
yeah, that's funny. Talk about a face of thunder.
Still no smile on his face, unfortunately.
But, not a happy man.
No. So 3 degrees hotter tomorrow. It's going to be up to 36, 37 degrees in this heat, in this humidity. So yeah, it's going to be interesting to say the least.
We're going to run T-Shav sweat watch tomorrow.
I was saying to James, it's God, we got a pretty bloody nice here, guys, up in the media center, buddy. It's actually too cold in there. I had to step outside today. It got too cold. So we'll try to be a little bit more sensible tonight. We got a bit out of control last night. So
yeah, I got home at 4 a.m. It was rough. Fell asleep in the back of a scooter, but that's okay.
It's been amazing so far, the trip. So Brewerium's definitely a place to come if you are looking for a overseas destination for a MotoGP.
Oh, we love it. We love it. Top Rack, Tom.
Yes.
Crashes, first race.
Yeah.
We spoke to one of the Prima Pramac guys. With Pramac, it's not like Pramac Yamaha down in the dumps. They're looking to see gradual improvements. It's first rounds, you know. This is just how it's going to be, and this is just where Yamaha is at right now and going to be out for the, obviously, the season. But he, you know, at least he's just getting track time, more time on the bike. But, you know, the bigger story is, you know, Fabio Quartararo. He was down in 16th place for how long? He had an absolute shocker of a race in Yamaha for those two factory bikes, mate. It's not great.
Yeah, he's... Yeah, I'm not going to say he's given up, but yeah, it's not looking too good. But yeah, speaking to both Boisoy and also Miller yesterday, they're upbeat. There's not all down in the dumps. So obviously they're going to portray to us something different to how they're really feeling. But yep. There's definitely seems to be life at the end of the tunnel for them. But yeah, this year's just going to be a complete and utter write off.
Yeah, mate, you're not wrong. Pedro Acosta, Marc Marquez. Is this going to be a nice little brewing feud coming? Because it looks like that Pedro Acosta is going to sign for factory Lenovo Ducati. So just to get one, just that little bit of mental warfare, getting one up on Mark is just a huge thing.
I know. It's going to be an unbelievable year because you've also got, I mean, Bezzecchi crashed. Imagine if he was in that race.
Yeah.
I mean, it would have been unbelievable. So they did an overlay, TNT Sports did an overlay of both the Aprilia and the Ducati and where it's fast and slow and had Aprilia in the corners and coming out of the corners, that drive edge grip is just unreal. So
yeah, it is.
That's all the talk in the paddock at the moment is how agile and well that bike turns. So it's definitely something to look forward to in the future.
Yeah.
Because Mark even seems like he's outperforming the Ducati at the moment.
Well, the Ducati is struggling with, it's actually got too much grip and it's being too aggressive.
Yeah.
And then that's a lot harder for Mark or any of those guys to ride at the same time. And we haven't even mentioned this, Pecco Bagnaia. Didn't even make it into Q2.
Yep.
Look, he made his way up through the field, but you know it's still not good enough. Is Bagnaia, you know, Davide Tardozzi at the start of the season came out and said Bagnaia's turned a new leaf. It's the new Bagnaia's back, but I'm not convinced yet. He got third here last year. I know it's only the sprint race, but qualifying. You know, that's just, I'm nervous for him.
Yeah, it's been a hard day for him. Definitely a hard day. It's both qualifying is just so important.
Yeah.
Getting into Q2 and through practice session is so important now. And look, he went up, I think he finished seventh in the end possibly. I guess we just have to wait the next couple of races to see if his inconsistency is gone. That's his biggest problem because he won races last year, but also finished last in races, which we've said on the podcast before, it's just unheard of in modern day MotoGP. So
is passing back.
Seems to be.
Yeah.
I mean, Pedro took three goes at it and then didn't really pass him in the end. Cause I think Mark actually made a mistake in that middle sector when Pedro did get past him. So, yes and no, I'm going to say that.
Yeah.
Sit on the fence.
We're sitting on the fence like Switzerland.
Beautiful, right. Mate.
No worries. Thanks guys.
Race day tomorrow.
Yeah. We'll see you then.